Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. One question I did want to ask you actually is there evidence to suggest that we are aging quicker now? Not to say that, you know, our life expectancy is going down, but the degree to how many diseases that we have in older age, is that going up, or is it just a function of us living longer?
It's a really interesting, knotty, difficult question. There's actually a paper that came out a few months ago now. That made the case. So the way it was reported was that aging is unstoppable, I think was the headline. And so the idea was that we're all getting older, the rate at which we're aging isn't changing. But actually that was all they'd really shown. They'd shown that mortality risk doubling time I talked about, the fact that your risk of death doubles every 8 years, has been constant throughout the whole of human history, was basically what they were saying. And nothing that we've done with either changing lifestyles or modern medicine, none of that has increased that doubling time. Because what you'd like is to say, okay, so the reason there's a tortoise on the front cover of my book is that tortoises have this fantastic property. They're called negligibly senescent. And what that means is that they have a risk of death that doesn't vary depending on how old they are. And that's really, really incredible, right? Because, you know, people know that tortoises live a long time. The oldest Galapagos tortoise, that tortoise that's on the book cover, was about 175 when she died, which is amazing. But what's more amazing is that she stayed youthful effectively. You know, although they look wrinkly, they don't have any teeth, they're not exactly the greatest ambassadors for longevity. They stay sprightly, at least as sprightly as a tortoise can be, throughout their adult lives. You know, she was probably running around as fast as she could at the age of 150, the same as she was at the age of 50, and they stay reproductively active. They aren't at any increased risk of disease and so on. Yeah, so what this study showed was that we haven't become more Galapagos tortoise. We haven't had our rate of aging change. However, what you can do is, even though the rate at which our risk of death doubles has stayed constant, what you can do is you can reduce that initial risk. And if you've got a smaller number, it takes more doubling to get it up to be a big number, if you see what I mean.
Right,
so the idea being that by things like reducing risk of infectious disease, by things like improved lifestyle, by things like, you know, making sure we've got exercise, making sure we're eating a good balanced diet, all that kind of thing. And obviously the contribution of modern medicine can't be neglected as well. We've effectively lowered the sort of baseline risk of death. And that means that although it carries on doubling at the same rate as it has throughout human history, that seems to be sort of a fact of our species. By starting at a lower number, we can live longer in good health. And I think the sort of question of whether we're getting more diseases now, I think it is largely the fact that we're living longer that's causing those diseases to become more prominent. There's a huge debate about whether our lifespans have obviously increased. So lifespans have been going up by about 3 months a year for the last 200 years with fantastic consistency in the best country in the world. So what that means, you know, we've effectively doubled what it means to be human. We've gone from a life expectancy of about 40 years old in the mid 1800s to a life expectancy of 80 in a lot of the rich world today. That's really incredible progress. The question is, has health span kept pace with that change? You know, are we just spending the last 20 years of our lives getting increasingly decrepit? I think the evidence is really, really difficult to tease out on this. Because one way you can do it is you can say, you know, how many diagnoses, how many medical diagnoses do people in the population have? The trouble is we're a lot more aware of diagnoses now. There's a lot more medical care. So, you know, there's an extent to which maybe there's more dementia, because what would have just been sort of written off as, oh, she's getting a bit senile back in the 1950s. Now people are getting a proper diagnosis of dementia. And that means, you know, on the pro side, they're getting the care they need. They're getting the support they need. So that if you just look naively at how many diagnoses people have got, it's very hard to know what's going on. The other way you can do it is you can ask people, how's your everyday life? Are you having trouble getting on with tasks at home, etc., etc.? And what you find is that seems to indicate that people are living longer in good health, but it really varies by country. And you just wonder if there might be some national personality stereotypes going on here. You know, maybe people in certain countries are a bit more stoic, and so, you know, they're really suffering, they're in pain, but they just say, oh no, everything's absolutely fine. Whereas other people are a bit more whiny. I'll leave everyone to choose which countries they think these stereotypes apply to at home. But, you know, they might be going, oh, you know, I've got a bit of an ache in my knee, therefore I can't do any of my daily tasks around the house without huge inconvenience. So yeah. It's really, really difficult to tease these things out. I think the overall reading of everything that I saw while I was researching the book suggested to me that health span has increased, perhaps not quite at the same rate as lifespan, but it's not like it's not like all we've added to our lives is some horrible 20 years at the end. I think we have genuinely improved both health and lifespan throughout history, but it's a very difficult question, as you can tell from that very long answer.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.